going, everybody? My name is Tanner Banks.
And I am JJ Mangold.
And welcome to The Name
Does Not Matter.
That's right, everybody. The name really does not matter.
Hashtag TNDM.
Sponsored by Slickster Magazine. Everything you like in one place.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Name Doesn't Matter podcast.
Hashtag TNDM.
Oh my god, this guy's back.
Back? Bitch, this is my show. This is my idea.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
Telling myself, I had to drag you onto the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Tanner Banks.
And I am JJ.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We got some big stuff up on the news today. First things first.
This is EA Sports Big.
Oh my god, I loved EA Sports Big series.
Why fucking... EA? Why did you have to ruin the Street series for NBA?
Oh yeah,
that
home court sucked.
NK 217.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It was like the NBA Jam.
NBA 2K or NBA Street Volume 3 and Street Volume 2. Still my favorite games. But anyways.
Yes.
Big stuff on the news.
Big first, stuff, people.
First thing on the docket's definitely Apple.
Ooh,
if you haven't heard...
What are they up to?
Well, they're getting sued.
Ooh, sued.
Yeah.
Who didn't see that coming?
Two Apple iPhone 7 users are suing them because of Apple admitting to slowing down their older generation phones...
For battery optimization.
Yeah, they're saying that it's for battery optimization.
But we know what they really want to say.
Right, because if you actually look at the, if you can look up the Google Trends of like when the spikes are and like iPhone slow and all that,
they just so happen to
perfectly line up with the release of
the next iPhone.
Yeah, and
coincidence?
I think not.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's just you know, they're saying, oh, it's so that they'll have a longer life. And it's like, no, you're doing it so that it's...
So the wallet has a shorter life.
Yeah, so it's annoying to use the phone. You're like, fine, I'll get the new phone.
Exactly.
Or I'll get the previous phone.
Oh, exactly.
You know, because I don't want to get the new, but I'll get the old new. But
They'll get the next step before.
And you know, that's when, like, our parents will say shit.
They really want you to pay that $1,000 for that iPhone X.
Fuck that.
$1,000. And it's almost the same as the iPhone 8. It just has a better display.
Yeah, fuck that. But
cute.
It's
still a phone that's going to spend more time in your pocket. If I want to spend $1,000, I'll go buy a medium-grade gaming laptop.
Or like 900
or
and...
several Android phones.
Or no, slightly over 1,000 Taco Bell tacos.
Or 900-plus loot boxes.
Or... A milkshake.
A milkshake?
A milkshake.
Oh, you like that one we used to read about that had the gold leaf in it? It was like extremely high priced. I'll just go buy that. It'll be the same exact experience. Short lived and regrettable. Got him.
Just like my sex life.
Shots at yourself.
Yeah.
Is this the third time now?
Pretty much.
That's okay. I still love you, you goofy bastard.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. You know on YouTube there's that... you know BuzzFeed, right? You know BuzzFeed videos? Actually, their video series is really good.
I was about to say the cancer of YouTube.
Well, their YouTube videos are pretty good in my opinion. They've got this series called Worth It.
They changed.
Have you seen Worth It?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, they ate that exact ice cream you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it was apparently really good, but...
Oh, that's good for them.
Of course, they're fucking caviar.
I expect some sexual favors with that one.
Oh, for, like, if I'm getting a crystal goblet, fucking eating gold leaf, caviar.
Right. I expect a nice woman on my side.
Or a nice man. We don't discriminate.
No, we don't. It is neutrality here, unlike net neutrality, which is might leave us.
sadviolin.mp3. But
no, .ogg. Gotta get that .ogg format.
Oh, yeah. But
it's even better. Not really.
You know what's even better, but not really?
What?
iPhones.
Ooh.
I mean, it's just...
Dude, I used to make that argument with everybody all the time. Because with iPhones, you know, it's like, okay, comes out every year. And iOS itself, I've just never been a fan of. iTunes is a pain in the ass. Especially as it's been going up.
Yeah.
You've been having it trying to get the podcast on iTunes. You know, that could be problematic or annoying.
It's a bitch.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, you have to have the Bonjour files in there to make Apple products even run.
It's just, here's my thing. Here's my question.
I don't like Apple at all.
Pretty much. I mean, that's what it boils
down to. It treats the customer like a caged animal. Don't let him out of that cage. He might hurt someone.
I mean, that's how they are with a lot of companies. But here's my question when it comes to the slowdowns.
Is it ethical?
Well, it's not ethical, in my opinion. But no.
Is it fair?
Do you think Microsoft is doing the same thing?
I don't
or
know.
Google?
I've never really
heard.
Well,
I guess it'd be more Google, because Microsoft, yeah. Microsoft ended their phone program. Microsoft Windows phones aren't a thing anymore. Well, do you think Google's slowing down their shit, too?
Well, all they have is Pixel and Pixel 2.
Well, here's the thing. They own Android.
Oh, yeah, they do. I think the slowdown with Android really occurs when you go about two full iterations back.
But you do think that they're doing it.
Well, if they're doing it, then it wouldn't surprise me. I'd still give them flack for it. Because if you have a phone, like, we're Nougat now, 7.0. Mainstream Nougat gathers Oreo for testing purposes. But, you know, let's say Christmas time is now. You want to buy your child a tablet.
Sure.
You can't afford an Apple tablet, usually.
Oh, no.
And let's be pretty honest, they're garbage.
They're not great.
Yeah. Because Apple just refuses to update anything with them tech-wise, like their MacBook trash cans.
Well, I mean, they'll update them, but they'll make it worse.
Yeah, it'll be worse. It'll be like a slight 5%, and it'll still be a $10,000 trash can.
Pretty much. I mean, it's just, I think that this might, do you think this will be the thing that finally causes them to get a lot of backlash?
I hope so, because they need it, because they're trying to just do a monopoly. Well, they think they own the world, but they don't.
I mean, they are one of the five largest companies in the world, to be fair.
Of course, but someone needs to knock them down a peg.
Of course.
Because what's going to happen when no one does?
They're just going to
keep
doing it.
They're going to hike everything, and their products are going to get worse because they're not going to care, because you, the goofy, foolish consumer, are just going to buy it anyway because, oh, it's got that Apple logo on the back. It's like, how much is that Apple logo worth when everything under it on the other team is far surpassing it?
Or even just building your own shit. And here's my thing.
Yeah, that's the whole PC argument.
I mean, and that's, let's use that PC argument for a sec. I mean, this is, you know, this is an argument you hear every time. But I mean, if you look at like how much a Mac costs.
Yes.
You're paying for, the only thing you could remotely say, okay, this is what makes it worth it, is Apple has amazing displays on their stuff. I mean,
I will give them that. They do have some killer displays.
I mean, the displays on their laptops are like, I think most of them
are
at least 2K.
Yeah.
I think most of their laptop displays are 2K, though.
My Android Asus ZenPad is 2K display.
Sure.
And it looks wonderful.
But it's also a lot smaller screen, so it's not as difficult.
Well, yeah, compared to their tablet.
Or even their laptops.
Well, yeah, the laptop will be even bigger.
I mean, it's just,
but is that extra screen worth $1,000 hike compared to everything else?
Same question with Razer. Probably not, but people buy it. I mean, let's be honest. Razers,
right?
They're pre-built and all that. They're good. No one's gonna say they're not good, but it's like, you're
just build your own.
You're paying for those
labor costs, those, and the snob appeal,
and the snakes on the logo because it looks cool.
Yeah,
Razer has a cool logo, but anyways.
Oh yeah, that's cool. But like, just build your own.
Build your own. Build something. Just don't. Don't take what's happening and be like, it's okay, it's whatever. Because I remember my mom being like, okay, I feel like they're slowing my phone down because all of a sudden she's been having problems with her phone.
An Apple?
Yeah, she's got like an iPhone 4 or something. I mean, she's
got an old
iPhone.
It's like 2011?
Something like that. She's been using it forever. And she feels like sometimes it's getting to the point where it's almost unusable. And now that I think back to it, it's lining up perfectly with this bullshit with their new releases. And it kind of comes into this question. Should these companies be able to plan for their product to be able to just fail in a certain amount of time? And if they are able to do that, and if it's fine, should we, the consumers, have a right to know?
Right.
Hey, by the way, we only plan for this thing to be usable for like a year or two.
Because if you think about it, like with Microsoft, they disclose when they're going to stop supporting previous operating systems.
Sure.
Which I find hilarious that Windows 7 is getting supported longer than 8 and 8.1.
Right. Well, I liked 8.1, but I'm in the minority.
I know you did.
To be fair, though,
it was a good tablet. It was a good like touchscreen, but I didn't have a touchscreen, so it didn't matter to me. I was so used to just you're the guy who has the taskbar on the side. I love it being on the bottom. That's just what I'm used to.
Yeah, but
kudos to you.
I'll ask you yes or no. Should there be something in place that requires them to disclose whether or not these products are planned to only last a certain amount of time, or that they are making it to where it's going to be less usable for something to be purchased? Yes or no?
Yeah, so basically, should they tell us what is the shelf life?
Yeah, shelf life, usability.
But if you think about it, your contract basically dictates that. A year or two long contract, that's kind of like a foreshadow of how long will this phone function properly.
Well, I'm just thinking of more along the lines of, let's compare it to a can of beans at Kroger's.
Right.
You can see the expiration date.
Right.
You know how long it's good for.
Right.
Should there be something like that on the purchase?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Versus like...
I would say yes.
Okay. Let me rephrase that, because you did bring up the contract. Should it be more obvious?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Because a lot of people just...
Nobody, because nobody reads the end user license agreement.
Yeah, no one reads it, and a lot of people just are ignorant in some cases.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It pisses me off. But
it makes me mad. I mean, Android, like I was saying earlier about a tablet, the reason I brought the tablet up is because, you know, Christmas time, parents are buying tablets for their children. I mean, that's just synonymous now with today's world. And, you know, I tell people this. When you buy a tablet, the Android system minimum should be 6.0.
Yep.
Because if it is anything older than that, it's going to be slower than all get out.
Well, shit, I got it.
And it's not necessarily the fact that Android is throttling it. It's more the fact the just massive amount of hardware change there is between iterations. Apple is a lot more subtle between all their iPhone iterations as opposed to, you know, with this 7... You know, the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge has got the 4 gig of RAM. It's an octa-core 64-bit phone.
Crazy shit.
Crazy specs. My tablet is a hex core, which is a quad core that runs at a high gigahertz rating, and then a dual core that runs at a different gigahertz rating.
Are they actual cores or are they hyper-threaded?
Actual cores.
Okay.
Yeah, 2K display. Really nice. I enjoy it. It was $280, I think I got it on Amazon. It was basically the best option I can get for not, I didn't want an iPad whatsoever.
Meanwhile, you want to know what my tablet is?
What's your tablet, your phone?
A first generation Kindle Fire.
Yeah, and that works for some people.
It works, but I mean, going into
what are you using it for?
I just read with it.
Exactly.
It's so fucking slow.
Well, yeah. But like I always tell people, the software is always going to pass up hardware. The software will need better hardware to keep up.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, you're out of luck. So my Christmas guide to you all out there, if you're getting an Android tablet because you don't want to pay Apple, just make sure it runs 6.0 because the hardware should be able to keep up with it. It's a good baseline.
Or buy a book instead.
Or buy them a book. Be a good parent. But not let the tablet babysit the child. But enough about that. I don't want to get too far into that.
Let's get some hate. Let's get into the other things that babysit kids these days: YouTube and Twitch.
Oh yeah.
Which
is your preferred platform?
Oh, Twitch. Okay. From a streaming standpoint or from a watching standpoint?
How about both?
Okay,
I'll make it real hard for you to answer that question.
I'll put it to you this way: when I've got a break, I'm on YouTube.
Right, because it's quick and easy.
When I'm in for the night and it's 11 o'clock and I got a couple brewskis near me, I'm watching Twitch.
Brewskis. What's your preferred brewski when you're watching the Twitch?
Whatever's cheap and available. But
there you go.
For that would normally be either...
Hashtag unemployed.
Normally it's either Coors Light or Rolling Rock. But anyways.
Can we get that trending? Hashtag unemployed?
Hashtag Rolling Rock. But here's the thing. It's just...
Hashtag, I don't drink.
Twitch is built for longer view times.
Of course.
You look at
YouTube, their current algorithm is 10-minute videos.
It is.
And it used to be, and, you know, last year it was 30-minute videos, just what keeps the person watching. But then they realized, okay, let's change to 10-minute videos, because in your mind, you see 10 minutes, okay, it's quick, fast, in a hurry, I can watch it.
And still then they a long
can,
time.
Yeah, and then they can come back and watch more 10-minute videos, which is better than the 30-minute video, because it is a mind game. Most people don't want to sit there 30 minutes at a time, especially if you're busy or an adult, because kids could do it. They're in school or they're out of school. And they can do it after school. They can watch whatever they want. But, you know, for us in the adult world, adult land with jobs, it's like 10 minutes, perfect. 10 minutes, that's maybe a car ride to work or what have you.
Lunch break. That's what I would...
Yeah, lunch break is a perfect example.
But for me, here's the thing.
Here's the thing, everyone.
I watch different things on the two of them now. For instance, like on YouTube, I do it so I can watch shows like...
Do you not watch gaming on there?
I watch a little bit, but I normally do it for stuff like...
I do, but usually now I watch different things.
Like, I watch...
That aren't gaming.
I watch, like, one or two gaming channels now. But on Twitch, I watch a shit ton of gaming.
Almost sounds sacrilege.
But, like...
You don't watch gaming on YouTube? Sorry, guys.
No, because the thing is, I mean, it's you mentioned it.
That's what Twitch is for.
YouTube is...
And if you think about it, the YouTube gamers are going over to Twitch.
They are.
And that's where you want to see your guys. You have to hope that they post... Twitch segments on YouTube if you want to see them.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I remember we interviewed Eat My Diction. He was a big YouTuber. I mean, he had over 600,000 subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
He's admitted. He's like, my channel's dead. I just Twitch stream. And it's because, you know, you mentioned it, they changed the algorithm.
Yeah.
And my viewing
history... A lot of Let's Plays are longer than 10 minutes.
And my viewing history is a good example of this. Mm-hmm. I used to watch it for gaming.
Right.
Now I watch it for shows like Alternative History Hub or like Geography Now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's becoming
I watch it for satire reviews. I don't even watch like gaming.
It's more of, it's like, we're watching... curated television in a sense.
Right.
Whereas it's like if we go to Twitch, it's more like we're going down the street and watching a live comedy show or something.
It's like watching a fight or a sports match.
Or a talk show.
Exactly.
Or in this case, a radio show.
Exactly.
But I think that there's something to be said for that just because, I mean, you know, first of all, the apocalypse has fucked over so many gaming-related streamers.
You knew it was coming,
though. You did.
A lot of people blame PewDiePie for the Fiverr thing, but you knew it was coming.
Yeah. I mean, it was going to happen.
Do you remember, did you hear about the children's content coming under flack all of a sudden? The Elsa Gate conspiracy? Wasn't that scary?
That was terrifying.
I knew about that for years, but that was going on. And you never heard about it.
No.
Did you see the new quote-unquote educational videos?
Oh, God. Let me guess. Sex education?
Well, that and there's this one woman I saw. All she wears is an apron. And I think a thong. She's got, like, big breasts and it's just a whole lot of side boob. And whenever they take a bite, it's all that moaning and sensual stuff. I'm like...
And
here you go, kids. Watch
some
educational videos.
Wonderful. I mean...
Hey, man, that's just how the world works.
It's how they're getting around these algorithms. But here's my thing.
Free money. Oh, yeah, those channels made millions of dollars.
And that's
those freaky animations from India.
And all it's doing is pushing... And while these people who... some of them are...
all for it.
Some of them are edgy and stuff.
They sure are edgy. I remember seeing a kid's video.
Hold on.
Oh,
like, what I mean is, these... edgy streamers who used to be YouTubers, they're getting pushed out.
Of course they
because
are.
Because we can't have that kind of stuff.
But yet.
And it's getting just these shows, this Elsa
stuff.
It's
becoming too PC.
No, it's the opposite, JJ. What I'm trying to tell you is that they've been saying that all this stuff is not allowable, and then all of a sudden it keeps creeping up in different formats, whether it's the Elsa and Spider-Man stuff, whether it's the booby streamers on the educational stuff. Whether it's all this stuff, you know, the reality of the situation is it's not because it's edgy, it's because it's gaming. YouTube doesn't want gaming. That's the reason that's the reason why they made gaming.youtube, which by the way is dead as fuck.
They don't want it anymore.
Which I don't get.
They don't want it because it's funny when you think about it. That's what made them.
Well, and
that's where we went. We couldn't be on TV because we were rejected from television.
I think
so. We went to YouTube, and then years later, now YouTube is rejecting us. I don't know why. Maybe because we're too toxic of a community. Maybe because we live in fantasy, and they don't like that.
I think it's because of the toxicity issue. Because of I'll give you this example. It's not that it's not friendly to the viewers. That's not what it's about. It's what this whole thing started out as.
Mm-hmm.
Advertiser friendly.
Exactly.
If you look at all these tragedies that happen on television and all these things,
mm-hmm.
you won't see it on YouTube. No. That's not advertiser friendly. They can do it on television because that's advertiser friendly.
And
advertisers don't. YouTube is being backed into a corner by their advertisers.
Right.
Who don't want to be related to gaming content. Now, Twitch doesn't have to deal with that issue for one simple reason. It's built on gaming.
Yes.
It just that's is.
What it is.
And it also has those other forms of assistance through, like, their Bits program, whether it's through subscriptions, which, you know, YouTube is claiming. I think YouTube Gaming has that now.
Well, good for them.
Donations.
Nobody ever uses the service.
Right. And I think that
nobody anymore uses it.
And I think that that's the problem is,
it just needs to die.
YouTube was originally a long format when it came to gaming. Like,
yep.
That's
where people put their Let's Plays for hours on end.
Well, didn't PewDiePie, he quit uploading a series a couple episodes in and then just went straight to Twitch on it. And then just
Outlast
did it.
Too.
So he
it
just
was like
did
episodes
it like
one and two that were cut, and then he just took the Twitch streams, edited them like just a little bit, but mm-hmm. they were just the full Let's Play and just popped them on YouTube. And, you know, I don't blame them because, you know, YouTube, the adpocalypse, they're not making money. You know, those people need to make money. And Twitch, it's basically the gaming, it's gaming of YouTube and Patreon put together because you can subscribe, you can use Twitch as a donation platform and help them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, those people, you know, the cable companies will always give you that argument that gaming is not a real job, or just people who are older will always make that argument. Gaming is not a real job. But it's a form of entertainment. So would I be fair to say that musicians aren't living real jobs?
I mean, that's an argument that's been made for decades, though. Musicians don't have real jobs.
That's how I feel. I'm a musician. I love the art form. But how many hours does a musician actually put into their work?
Depends on how successful they are.
Exactly. Even me, I'm nobody, and I spend hours at a time at a computer like an office job does, mundane, you know, they just do all the paperwork, and I'm doing essentially the same thing. The paperwork of music, I'm still working. I still want to make something of it, get successful, get further in life.
That's how I am with my writing thing. It's like, you know, yes, an article takes an hour or two to write.
So you ask yourself, is entertainment a business?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I think.
Why don't we treat it equal then? Why do we have to separate it and then damn those who we deem unworthy?
Ego. But, I mean, and that's, I think that's the other thing. It's ego, and it's bowing down to old versions of shows and media, like
it's
television.
Because the older people can't accept the younger people.
What's the business models? Because Twitch is successful because it's created its own business model.
Right.
YouTube is so slow on the uptake, which is ironic because it was it's owned by one of the biggest disruptors of all time with Google,
who does not care about YouTube. Remember that.
Right.
They claim YouTube makes no money.
So you would think that they wouldn't have any problems with it. But then again, that goes back to the advertiser thing. But here's what makes Twitch so successful, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It takes what made Let's Plays successful originally. It's like hanging out with your friends
exactly
while they play a game. The difference is it's live.
Exactly.
It lives off of that. It is a live, it's a radio show. You know, whether it's a radio talk show, whether it's, you know, me watching some of my favorite streamers, whether it's somebody mm-hmm. big like Gassy Mexican and Eat My Diction, or somebody small like Parallax Stella or Matty P89.
Mm-hmm.
They're all great streamers, and I get that great level of content, and that's the other thing.
And you feel, like you said, you feel like you're actually there with them. You can interact with them. You can talk to them.
And they're giving small channels chances to succeed. They're giving them attention. They're giving them something. With YouTube,
that they need. You're brushed to the side. You're nothing.
Anybody's brushed to the side. Shit, we talked about it very briefly in the last episode with Team Four Star. I mean, those guys put weeks, sometimes months into episodes.
Yeah.
And only for it to get taken down like that.
Yeah, because the system is so archaic and broken. Anyone can make a claim.
Yep.
And then it just started that the big companies started making the claims because you're going to take away our money and revenue. And it's like, if you really think about it, say someone who doesn't watch Dragon Ball actually sees the Team Four Star first, and, you know, maybe they want to watch it because it looks cool.
Wasn't that how Chase was?
Yes.
Our friend Chase, he had never seen Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z.
Saw the Team Four Star and then actually started watching the show to see what it was actually about.
Yeah, and he really liked it, so.
Just like I love watching the satirical SAO Sword Art Online stuff, which I think is hilarious. Do I want to watch the show? No. I've read the plot. It's pretty garbage. But, you know, it's just, it makes you watch the show in a whole new light, and if you've never seen it before, you want to watch it. So why are you wanting to destroy it so bad when all it is publicity for you and your company?
Because it's probably not them. It's usually just assholes doing it out in the out of nowhere. But it goes back to the whole thing about YouTube doesn't care. Because they're old companies that are not willing to go into
a new direction.
Yep. But you know what? There are people that are in these industries that are going into new directions.
Someone will take over for them.
Yeah, and like Twitch or other channels. And a good example of that actually comes from Blizzard. I mean, Blizzard's like, you want to talk about one of the old hands in gaming. I mean, they've been around since the 80s, I'd say.
Yes.
I think they were under a different name at that time.
Too bad Activision bought them. How sad.
But they're still great. And I mean, they're doing something really big, which we're going to talk about right after these messages. Today's episode is sponsored by Post-Human War, a turn-based tactical strategy game now available on Steam. Alrighty then, guys. Thanks again for listening to us at The Name Doesn't Matter.
#TNDM.
And we are back. And we were talking about things that are kind of disrupting it because we talked about how we don't like the fact that YouTube is basically pushing out a lot of things because of old models that they're using that just don't work for today. But we mentioned Blizzard because, if you haven't noticed, the Overwatch League, which in my opinion is going to be the first legitimate esports association, is starting up. The preseason was over past couple weeks. It was really only 1 week. It was good. It was interesting. Had its rough spots.
Don't they always?
And it's the proper season is going to be starting on January 10th. Now, I'm personally going to be pulling for the Florida Mayhem and the Dallas Fuel. Florida Mayhem, partially just because I love their, I think they look cool. It's hard for me to really have any kind of loyalty to certain teams right now because they were just made. And then the Dallas Fuel, because my favorite streamer from Overwatch, Seagull, he's on their team.
That's cool.
So, I mean, here's my thing. I'm really excited about the Overwatch League. I've talked about Overwatch a lot on Slickster Magazine. I've talked about esports and Slickster. But I know you've kind of got...
Yeah, I know you've got a bit of overcoming. The sour note. You need that descending opinion.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to hear what you thought about the Overwatch League starting, because you haven't played Overwatch yet, but you do know games similar to it. I talk about it a lot. Right. You know, what do you think about the Overwatch League starting in esports in general, I guess?
Well, half the time I think esports are a joke. And this is coming from a guy who's gamed practically his whole life. Gamer elitism. But sometimes it makes me laugh. I don't know what it is about it. I myself don't take it that seriously. I do like the fact that Overwatch is doing their own little thing and they want to do it seriously and all that. But I don't know. Just that appeal, because you have all these teams and it's just like... It's basically the sports edition. Well, obviously esports, but it's just that sportsmanship thing that comes into it. And I always had this
idea.
Lack thereof. But I always had the idea is, for me, before esports was created, which was really multiplayer stuff. I mean, when multiplayer was really coming out, like in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s with the Xbox original. You know, to me, gaming was fun.
Yeah.
And with esports, to me, it brought everybody into the hobby to try and take advantage. And games just lost their funness sometimes. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan of Rainbow Six Siege. And I love competition. But for some reason, esports, just this huge commercial streamlining and commercialization of it. And just all this showboating, bragging, or none. Because some teams, I hope, are humble, but it just makes it look like it's a big joke.
So your big thing is just because, like, taking that "we're a sport" thing too seriously Is it
a
just
little bit?
Okay,
a little bit.
I mean, I can see that, but I mean,
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that esports is garbage and needs to be gutted out because, like I said, I do love competition. But another thing is the esports stuff. You have all these kids or adults that think they're esport material talk all this garbage and trash, and they play awful, or they play really good, but. What kind of community do you want to create for that? Do you really want a bunch of these people thinking that they're esports gold?
Okay, here's my thing about that.
Here's your thing.
That's like calling it the basketball community when Anthony and I go to the local YMCA. We have to play with these guys who keep going, ball, ball, come on, pass it to me. And then they'll airball every time. They'll be shooting right. Turnaround three-pointers. There's that in any kind of competitive aspect.
I understand that. Egos are a big thing, but...
I mean, it's just,
I don't know. It just it gets annoying. After
it's because there's a product attached to it.
Yeah,
I mean that's what it comes down to. And the other thing that I like about with the Overwatch League is the fact that they've got a proper ladder. They've shown mm-hmm. You got to go from the open division to I think it's called Contenders, and mm-hmm. Then the top teams from Contenders have a chance to join, or the players have a chance to get mm-hmm. picked up by the pro teams. Kind of like a D League, a developmental league.
Yeah, that's fine. I can get behind that.
And that makes sense to me in a lot of ways just because of the way that it's being run. And again, they're combining older business strategies with newer ones. Because
right. It's just the perfect marinade.
Marinated
nice
video
and
games.
Saucy. I didn't know if I wanted to say that or marriage, but we'll go with marinade. It sounds more succulent.
You're just hungry.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Just hungry, dude.
Nah, it's all right.
All right, Roadhog. But
yeah, okay.
But I mean, for me, it's just
who are you then?
Obviously, I'm Junkrat. I look like a fucking tweaked out meth head as it is. So, but
well, you probably I don't know. Is it your explosive personality?
Oh, shut up.
Nah, got him.
Either way, I'm excited about Overwatch League. I think, here's the thing, once you see it...
I will watch it.
Once you see it, you'll realize, okay, this is actually pretty cool, it's pretty well done, maybe you'll change your opinion, maybe you won't. I know that I'm looking forward to it. They showed off a lot of really cool stuff during the preseason in terms of how the presentation's going. I'll say this first off, or I'll say this though for sure. Commentary is awful. Like
man, it makes me laugh and cringe all in one go.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some great casters, there really are, but dear God, I mean, sometimes it feels like these guys care more about the banter between each other than actually mm-hmm. calling the match.
Mm-hmm.
And another issue that I had with the Overwatch League's preseason was they touted a lot of the cameras that they added, like being able to see it through player vision, being able to like see. Well, here's the thing: it's hard to watch. Here's the thing: it's hard to watch Overwatch before all these cameras were added. And it does add to it, but they really need to work on which ones they're using and how they're mm-hmm. presenting it. It helps with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It shows that they're getting there, like with showing like the information on screen, comparing players, giving all this live data. That's mm-hmm. all well and good. I love
it. Well, that is.
But
how do you make it interesting sometimes?
It's not even the interesting part. You need to present it in a way that makes sense. And
yeah, to where it's not overwhelming you to death.
Or just, it's like, okay, I'll use a basketball analogy for this.
There you go.
We don't need to have the camera always on LeBron James.
Right.
When he's up and down the court. Because sometimes he won't touch the ball
mm-hmm.
on offense. Sometimes the guy he's guarding won't ever have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's LeBron James, but I want to see the action going on elsewhere. That was the issue.
Yeah,
they were sometimes
they
were showing away from the action.
Yeah, they just showed dead air.
Yeah, and they had to use replays a lot because like there would be like I remember during one match, a D.Va sent off her bomb and it mm-hmm. like it got a triple kill, nice. And we saw it in a replay because they were watching the Junkrat.
Of course they were.
Which, you know, is what it is.
It was probably just running around or shooting continuously through this one window for spawn.
I mean, it is the pro league, so it was actually, it was an actual interesting fight, but it wasn't what we all wanted to be seeing at that time.
Right.
That all being said, they were able to capture that, the D.Va, you know, mm-hmm. all of this action. So I think that, you know, this first season is going to be a lot of them trying to get that down. I think getting the presentation down is going to be the first thing, because in my opinion,
key.
The quality of play is already fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw some really exciting matches. Nothing's going to beat the United States versus South Korea match in the World Cup. I still have to force you to watch that. It was fan-fucking-tastic. Yes, South Korea won. Nobody thought they were going to lose. They thought they were going to 4-0 everybody through the tournament, but it was really fun to watch. So that's what I got to say about that. And I'm excited about the Overwatch League. I mean, are you?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
That's the most unenthusiastic.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I'm super excited. Unenthusiastic. You're over here all joyous. I'm just like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm over here peeking the mic and all that.
Yeah, you're over here just blowing me up.
You're just like,
I'm going to have fun with this one.
And you're just like, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah,
I'll see.
But
it'll be great.
Speaking of stuff that I'm excited about.
Oh, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about a lot of shit. Because it's the end of the year, Christmas, and also the new year.
I'm not.
You're not excited about the new year?
No, just let me die. Not really.
Well, but what about the new video games?
The new video games? They're all garbage. They're multiplayer-only loot box extravaganzas, don't you know?
Come on, there's got to be one. What's the game you're most excited about for 2018? Come on.
Bubsy 5.
Now listen here, you little shit. I will flip this table and I will choke the life out of your throat.
Flip the table? Oh, is this going to be a repeat of episode one where I triggered you?
Yes, I haven't. No. This will be where I can
screaming.
This will be this will include me flipping the table and then choking your little neck beard out of you.
I feel the love today.
Come on, man.
I think I need hazard pay for this now.
Come on, man. What's your favorite? What are you looking?
If it works, multiplayer wise.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
So you care more about... I didn't care about the multiplayer in Red Dead Redemption 1.
I know. Well, I did because it was really nice. But I'm not saying that that's the reason I want to play. I'm just like, I'm so mad with GTA 5 never wanting to work online for me. It drives me insane. But I do want to play Red Dead 2 because it looks great. It looks good. I'm hoping the story is... I think it's supposed to be a prequel to Red Dead 1.
Ooh.
It has to be, because Dutch Vandalin's in there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it can't be an afterthought. So it's got to be like either somewhere between 1880 to 1900.
That's interesting.
I think Red Dead 2 took place in, or not Red Dead 1, took place in 1911.
Yeah, it took place at the very end of like the Wild West.
Yeah, the Wild West. They were...
It's weird to think that cowboys were still a thing during World War One.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you think about European countries, cavalier teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you still had horseback going up against tanks. Was it a good idea? Probably not, but some countries, couldn't afford tanks.
That reminds me of like half of my campaigns in Civilization V.
I'm sure those went well.
For me, because I was the tank.
Oh, there you go. You were much more advanced.
But what's got you excited about Red Dead 2?
Well, the fact that Red Dead 1 was just so great. The story, it made you feel emotional. I mean, it was realistic. You see this guy. It's kind of funny because now that I think about it, it's kind of like the whole Michael side story of GTA 5. A man who is trying to make up for his past of being a thief and killer. But instead of it being one-third of the game, it's the whole game. But, you feel for John. You understand his motivations of wanting to right his wrongs. And, people give him flack for being so ethical but a cold-blooded killer at the same time. Can this man really be taken seriously on a morality scale?
Right.
And, that too, the game world was big, but it wasn't empty. I mean, even the most empty part of tall trees up in the woods still had some substance, because that's where the best place to hunt was.
Shoot out of a bear and then skin that motherfucker.
Exactly. I think the dead zones in that was probably like the bottom of the Mexico part.
The deserts?
Yeah, the deserts were just a little too deserted, if you know what I mean.
I couldn't help but just keep going back to like the first couple towns. It was always so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Armadillo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's got to be Cyberpunk 2077, though. And it's funny because
it comes out.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, it's funny because we don't really know a lot about the game. We know it's probably going to be an open world RPG.
Yeah, what did bring that to such hype?
Well, my bad.
Hype. That's a dirty word. Such good stature.
because CD Projekt Red is working on it, same guys behind the Witcher series.
I'm an idiot. I apologize.
I mean, come on. I mean,
I actually do like The Witcher 3. I got it on sale.
I'm surprised that didn't get more. I'm surprised that didn't get more Game of the Year awards.
Right.
Because, I mean, that was a fucking good game.
It was.
It's not my favorite open world RPG. I mean,
but it's up there.
It's well, okay, it's cliche to say because it's for me, it's Skyrim, but I don't know. I mean,
right.
It's, but you know, that's the PUBG thing. As buggy as it is and the shit there mm-hmm. is with it, mm-hmm. god damn, it's fun to play.
Well, because it has such high replayability.
It does.
And
I mean,
even that game world is huge, but yet it still feels alive.
Yeah.
Because there's so much in it. They didn't do the open world, make it dead.
Did you ever get all the uncommon gems?
In what?
Skyrim.
Well, unfortunately for you, I had a modded save that I had everything. Like, you know where you start out in that prison keep?
Well, fuck
this,
you.
This mod. No, I'm not kidding. This was pretty crazy. I'm surprised that Microsoft let it pass because I had that and I had modded Fallout saves.
Oh, wait, you had it on the Xbox.
Yeah, on the bone. Or on the 360, not the bone. But no, I played Skyrim because I got free from my cousin, Game Code.
Yeah.
But this save file, so you know where you start in that prison keep in the very beginning.
Yeah.
In this room, the person had it set up to where there were cabinets full of items, every item in the game, multiples of. Your character was 255 and everything, unlimited health, stamina, and magic. Yeah,
fuck
it was extremely
that.
Neutered, and after it easily got boring because there was no challenge. And I was like, eh. And I went back, and I did play it legitimately, and it was still very fun. But, you know, it was just interesting to see how this person manipulated this code to have everything in there, even stuff that was really hard to get, like the Jabberwock staff. Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
You got to do that crazy cat, that crazy quest.
And then it changes things into other things.
Yeah, and it just makes all hell and chaos, fire and brimstone loose.
Yeah, but the reason why it's not just because Cyberpunk 2077 is being made by CD Projekt Red.
It helps.
I mean, fuck yeah, it helps. It's because I love Cyberpunk.
A lot of people do. Snatcher, that was big, Sega CD.
I mean, I remember watching the original Ghost in the Shell, not the Scarlett Johansson version.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, I remember watching the original Ghost in the Shell, I mean, The Matrix.
Yes.
There's not a lot of great Cyberpunk games, in my opinion.
No.
There's some good ones, for sure.
But there's nothing that really stands out.
And I mean, for me, I've always wanted to be able to just explore a futuristic city.
Hey,
you know,
think
all
it's
that
been
tech.
Long enough? Why not?
Because I mean, it's like, remember Advanced Warfare? I mean, shit. Like
my,
the whole thing
one of
was
my favorite Call of Duty games.
The whole thing with that was new video game technologies.
Right.
Why
dude,
is it taking
right.
so long for? Like, people are so stuck up in this fantasy thing for open world RPGs and stuff. Why can't we get it in the future? I mean, let's be honest. Future
what
technology is basically magic.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, maybe the Dot Hack series or something. I can't really think of it.
Destiny to a degree?
To a degree, but it's not Cyberpunk. That's just sci-fi.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk is more like the dirty, grimy, still on Earth. Like,
Let's throw out some game ideas then while we're on this topic.
What would
you want to see in your Cyberpunk open world game? Let's just build one for us and our fellow listeners.
I mean, there's got to be
some fun.
I mean, I don't want to be playing on tropes, but the big megacorps, I mean, that's a part of Cyberpunk.
Weyland Yutani.
What?
Weyland from the Aliens.
Yeah, yes.
The Alien series. Weyland Yutani, I think that's the name.
I'd love to see a kind of I'd like to see a progression system that can have you go towards other forms, like whether you become more robotic, whether you work with biological.
A Deus Ex thing.
Yeah, Deus Ex, but doing
what would you feel about, what would you think about starting off in like a somewhat modern time, and then as the game progresses and you upgrade, you see you and the world advance in time? Kind of like Sims on steroids with a time lapse. Wouldn't that be kind of cool, though? You see that advancement? It'd be nifty.
So basically, the way you advance your character's abilities is just by having him like sit and watch the world advance, and then he comes back ageless, like not having aged at all.
Maybe not that, but something like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It'd be cool, like just seeing your character go from like human modern weapons, and then as you level up and you get the augments, like a Deus Ex type thing, and then, you know, but maybe not set it in a setting that's in the past, just have your character develop that way.
I don't know, maybe, but here's my thing.
Maybe I'm on too many drugs.
This is what excites me about Cyberpunk in general. It's like the idea of the Cyberpunk 2077. It takes what makes all these fantasy open world RPGs good, which is we get to see today how it was yesterday.
Right.
You know, we get to imagine what it was like in a fantasy world with feudal systems and magic and might, swords and sorcerers, dragons and dragon poop. I don't know. And I mean, I was kind of
going. What brought you to that?
Well, you know, swords and sorcery, magic and might, dragons and, I don't know, dragon shit.
I just love that last one. I don't know why. It's just like, you know, dragon poop. Like, you couldn't think of anything else.
I mean, come on. That would have been. I'm surprised there's not a mod for that. Dragons just dropping big old fat shits out of the sky and they're flying around.
You know, I bet there is a mod.
There might be.
Somewhere on the deepest, darkest corners of the Nexus.
Probably is, but that's the thing. It does today in yesterday's format. I want to see today in tomorrow's format.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I mean, I would love
too.
I would love to, like, imagine, like, you're doing a big chase scene,
right?
And you're on like
cars
or a light cycle from something like reminiscent of Tron, and you're going through like these carbon fiber buildings.
That'd be cool. I'd love that.
Or you're trying to, like, let's say it's an investigative mission and you have to try and find somebody in a crowded club or bar, and you've got all these different species, you've got these augmented people, you have to find somebody who has a certain kind of modification on them. I mean, it's just with that futurized technology in it, it allows for a kind of fantasy that doesn't exist with what we typically see. And we
so many liberties,
and you actually see a little bit of it ironically in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Like, because he's got a freaking motorcycle in the latest update. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's pretty hilarious.
Link's got a fucking motorcycle. Or, like, they got robots with lasers and shit.
That is hilarious.
Kind of like the Dwemer were in Skyrim.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know. For me, it's just, I'm excited about those things because it shows the potential of where we could go. Because, I mean, we've got some crazy shit just on the horizon today. So imagine if it's, like, there we go, 2077. You know, that's, shit, that's 60 years from now.
We'll
59
old,
in a couple
weeks.
We'll
be old and gray.
Yeah, we'll be old and gray, or we might not be because of the way that aging has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying,
80 is the new 60, 60 is the new 40.
And they're saying that the first person who's going to live to 150 has already been born.
Yeah, that's just the way healthcare is.
So for me,
just don't eat McDonald's.
But it's so good. But the McChickens.
I know it's good. Fast food, I know. And it's that convenience, especially when you're an adult.
Oh, it's so good.
If you want to live to 150, do yourself. Actually, if you want to live
if
to 150.
If I live to 150, I'm eating whatever the fuck I want.
Well,
I'm smoking all my fucking stogies. Man, fuck that. I'm going to eat what I want.
There you go. That's the attitude. Well, you know what? If you live to 150, just don't eat KFC. Your arteries will thank you.
Point taken.
KFC, I haven't eaten KFC in like 7-8 years.
I
avoid that thing like the plague, and I have one down the street.
I last went to KFC about a year ago, I'd say. Maybe not a year ago. I've gone there maybe once in the past couple years.
You know what I find really funny about the games we look forward to?
What?
Yours is set in the far future, mine's set in the far past. Just total opposites. You're going up to Cyberpunk with all this, and I'm going back to horse and lever action rifles and revolvers.
Yeah, but I mean, it still had those elements of but that's the thing though. I think one of the best parts about games is that they all have an element of fantasy.
Of course.
With sports games, it's that element of I'm LeBron James, I'm Michael Jordan, I'm Messi. With you know, an FPS game, it's like I'm the big hero and
the
badass.
I'm Doom Slayer.
Yeah,
I'm Marcus Phoenix.
Yeah, or I'm the cowboy from Red Dead Redemption.
I'm John Marston.
Sorry, the name.
That's okay.
You know, and I can slow down.
Platformers, I'm a lizard with a bat attached to my head.
Or I'm
a bear with a bird in my backpack.
Or I'm a little purple dragon, and I'm adorable. And also, I'm going to kill you.
Or I'm an Italian plumber.
Or a bandicoot, whatever.
Have they denounced him being a plumber? I thought I heard something like that, saying he's just no longer a plumber now.
Yeah, I wonder why. Which is kind of ironic because the world is, or at least America, has a very low, they have like a shortage of people in trades. Maybe we need more Marios, America.
There you go. Guys, we need more plumbers.
Yeah.
That's the lesson of the day, everyone. We need more plumbers.
Yeah.
Just call up Joe. He needs the work.
Joe the plumber?
Yeah, he needs the work.
Who's Joe?
Joe the plumber. Do you not remember that?
No.
No? That's okay.
What's it from?
McCain.
Oh,
or was
yeah.
it Romney? It was Romney or McCain.
One of them. Oh, yeah. I
That's
remember
okay.
That.
Yeah, just call up Joe. I'm sure he needs the work. It's been, what, 8 years?
Something. But you know what? I bet there is a cyberpunk open world game, and I bet I know where I could find it.
The PlayStation 1.
Steam.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, as much as you deride it, there's a fuck ton of games on there.
Hey, you know what? I only deride it because of early access and Steam Direct. Because they are cesspools of garbage.
I mean, you said that with Greenlight, and then and then you're like, oh yeah, I'd rather have Direct. And now that's not good enough
for
you.
Well, because Direct looked promising, and then it just...
Eh, fair enough.
It didn't go anywhere. You still see them littered everywhere.
I would have rather they just stuck with Greenlight.
I do too. They may as well have. They may as well have. What has Direct offered us that Greenlight hasn't? It's the same exact thing, new name.
And
they probably cleaned out Greenlight and just did a full refresh on Direct. Probably just did a big old server dump.
And the other worst part is it took away a lot of the community feedback.
Of course.
But, you know, all that being said, though, you know you're going to keep using Steam.
It's the only one. What do you want to use? EA Origin?
Have you checked out the Steam sales?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, the winter sale is going on. Please pick up your favorite game for...
5 cents.
5 cents.
I'm actually going to be picking up Shell
Shock. We're talking about G2A prices here.
I'm going to be picking up Shell Shock Live for like $4.
There you go.
So
I'll probably get something.
Yeah. I mean, season's greetings, everybody. You all have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. See you guys later on this next episode of...
The Name Doesn't Matter.
#TNDM. Peace.
Peace.